bad for business. That's Fox News talking about fact-checking lies. The state of Arkansas versus social media. Yeah, that's a story. Hey, those high egg prices, they are good, very good for egg profit. The unionization of Starbucks has reached Iowa. Some new and helpful housing news to share with you. Hey, McDonald's is going to be adding a new McFlurry flavor, and Walmart has a new tasty perk. We'll tell you about that. Looks like Disney outfoxed DeSantis. We'll tell you about that bit of news. We've got the Wall Street Report, and should we pause in our rush to release more AI stuff? Some well-placed folks say we should. Let's go.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Wednesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful, as always, that you're going to spend a little bit of time with us so you can learn more about some of the hot business news stories of the day. Want to reach us on Twitter? You can do that. We are at @IOB_NewsHour. Well, every day seems to bring to light more information in the $1.6 billion lawsuit brought by Dominion Voting Systems against Fox News. The latest is the release of several emails that seems to show how panicked Fox executives were about when reporters of the network started to fact-check statements made by former President Donald Trump. The latest is by Fox News Chief Suzanne Scott, who took staff to task for fact-checking then-President Donald Trump's lies after the 2020 election, writing that, quote, "this has to stop," end quote, and that it is, quote, "bad for business." Scott added, quote, "the audience is furious, and we are just feeding them material. This is bad for business," end quote. So it seems that when facts get in the way of business, money wins. Hey, as long as we're talking about legal issues, try this one on for size. The state of Arkansas has sued TikTok, its parent company ByteDance, and Facebook parent Meta over claims the company's products are harmful to users. CNN is reporting that all three lawsuits claim the companies have violated the state's Deceptive Trade Practices Act and seek millions, if not billions, in potential fines. The complaints come while there is mounting pressure in Washington on TikTok for its ties to China, and as states have grown more aggressive in suing tech companies, particularly on mental health claims. Suits by school districts or county officials in California, Florida, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Washington State have targeted multiple social media platforms over addiction allegations. The suit against Meta particularly zeroes in on the company's impact to young users' mental health, alleging that Meta's implementation of like buttons, photo tagging, an unending news feed, and other features are addictive and, quote, intended to manipulate users' brains by triggering the release of dopamine, end quote. In a statement, Meta's global head of safety said the company has invested in technology that finds and removes content related to suicide, self-injury, or eating disorders before anyone reports it to us, end quote. Two words. Stay tuned. Well, let's talk about eggs for a moment. Remember when you can buy a dozen eggs for under $1.50? Well, that was then. Recently, we've seen the price of a dozen eggs skyrocket, mostly due to a deadly bird flu virus that resulted in culling millions of hens. So while you were paying twice the price for a dozen eggs, times were really good for the nation's largest egg producer. CNN is reporting that Calmaine Foods, the largest egg producer in the United States, reported revenue doubled and profit surged by 718% last quarter. Why? Because of sharply higher egg prices. The company, which controls about 20% of the U.S. egg market, according to Reuters, said its average selling price for a dozen eggs in the quarter that ended on February 25 was $3.30. That's more than double the average of $1.61 just a year ago. Despite the higher prices, the total number of eggs it sold edged up 1%. So its overall revenue rose 109% to $997.5 million. That doubling of revenue, however, was nothing compared to profits. Net income soared to $323 million from just $39.5 million 1 year ago. Wow. Much to the chagrin of Starbucks corporate, the move to unionize their stores continues, and now that movement has reached the middle of the Midwest here in Iowa. The Des Moines Register is reporting that an Iowa City Starbucks has posted on several social media accounts that employees there are seeking to form a union and have petitioned the National Labor Relations Board to conduct the election. Starbucks Workers United, the main union representing Starbucks workers nationally, posted the video. The NLRB filing said full-time and part-time baristas and shift supervisors will be included in the Iowa City Union if it is certified. Excluded would be other supervisors and the store managers. Employees from the Iowa City store said they are seeking a union to ensure consistent scheduling and ensure a better and safer work environment. What a difference a day makes. Wall Street had a big day today with the major indexes all finishing well into the green. Meanwhile, we're also tracking the price of oil, which has been on the decline earlier today. And those numbers, they are coming at you in just a bit. Investors are tracking the rise of pending home sales, which suggests the segment of the economy may be bouncing back. MT Newswires is reporting that stabilizing interest rates, as well as more homes coming on the market, and now home builders are starting to buy down mortgage rates in an attempt to make home ownership more affordable, and all of those things are having a positive impact on the sector. The National Association of Realtors say the best places in the nation to buy tends to be in the Midwest and in the South. Well, get ready, kids. Soon there will be a new McFlurry flavor. It's coming right at you. While the dessert menu over at McDonald's is pretty light, the company does from time to time add a new offering, and they are about to make that change. The Street is reporting that the standard M&M and cookie-flavored McFlurry will be getting a third come April 12th. On that date, you'll be able to order the new, get it, strawberry shortcake McFlurry nationwide. It will include vanilla soft serve mixed with strawberry-flavored clusters and buttery shortbread cookies. That according to McDonald's. Well, how about some additional food news? Business Insider is reporting that Walmart is adding a tasty perk for those who cough up $98 for its Walmart Plus membership. What is it? Well, recently, Oreo took the wraps off a new cookie flavor, and those of you who have a Walmart Plus membership get to try the Oreo Blackout Cake Cookie before anybody else. According to Oreo, the new cookie features layers of chocolate cake and dark chocolate cake-flavored creams wedged between the two classic chocolate wafers. Count us in. The cookies hit the shelves on April 3rd, but for Walmart Plus members, you can get them now. Proving this isn't their first rodeo, it looks like the former board overseeing Walt Disney World in Florida has outsmarted Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. If you remember, DeSantis was incensed that Disney came out against the so-called Don't Say Gay legislation that bars instruction on sexual orientation and gender identity in kindergarten through third grade, as well as lessons deemed not age-appropriate. So, DeSantis decided he would throw out the old board at Disney and install hand-picked members that would, well, more align with his stance. Well, now, the Associated Press is reporting that the DeSantis-picked supervisors of the Central Florida Tourism Oversight District said at a meeting that their predecessors last month signed a development agreement with the company that gave Disney maximum developmental power over the theme park's resort, 27,000 acres in Central Florida. The new supervisors replaced a board that had been controlled by Disney during the previous 55 years that the government operated as the Reedy Creek Improvement District. I mean, come on, folks. It's Disney. It's the Magic Kingdom. Can't we all get along? Well, the markets had a field day today with the Dow rising by 323 points to close way up at 32,717, while the NASDAQ added 210 points to end the session at 11,926, and the S&P 500 picked up 56 points to settle at 4027. West Texas Intermediate crude, that fell by 39 cents to $72.81 a barrel. So what drove the markets? Appetite for risk was up as investors were more relaxed about the health of the bank sector and the prospects for a path of interest rates. Semiconductor and mega cap technology stocks contributed largely to the advances. The S&P 500 information technology sector gained 2.1%, while the consumer discretionary sector jumped by 1.9%. And finally, there is this. And this has to do about some high-level folks urging restraint on AI rollouts. A group of high-profile signatories, including Tesla CEO Elon Musk and Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak, are asking companies to pump the brakes on giant AI experiments until there's confidence that any risks are manageable and the effects are largely positive. A letter published by the nonprofit Future of Life Institute states that large-scale AI projects can, quote, pose profound risks to society and humanity, end quote, if they are not properly managed. The signatories, which also include well-known AI researchers, are asking for a 6-month pause on anything more powerful than GPT-4, adding that the race to develop machine learning is outpacing necessary guardrails. In other words, slow down just a bit. And that is a woe for us as well. Thanks so much for listening and for all of us that put this together each and every day. That would be Chap Ramsey, who is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name is Michael Libby. Thanks so much for listening. For all of us, have yourself a great day. Be safe. Be well. Be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.